Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome into the Pixie Dust Podcast. Great to be with you today. I'm Annie Fry, and you are listening to a podcast about Disney World. My co-host, Erica Murphy, is here. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I am so good.
We had a little giggle fit here before the show started.
She's got the giggles.
She's got the giggles. This is always fun. I do live broadcasting Monday through Friday, noon to three in St. Louis, Missouri. And there's nothing like a good giggle fit when you're live on the air.
It's true.
And you've got a rein it in, and the more you think about reining it in, the less you can rein it in. So, but we're here, and we're excited to talk to you. Today we're going to talk about packing for Disney World, and Erica is, as I said, my co-host. She is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions, and you can learn more and contact her by going to Erica. That's Erica with a K, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. You had a Annie Fry Show listener or Pixie Dust Podcast listener email you this week?
Yeah, last night.
And book a vacation for April.
For April, yeah. So we talked about how there's no perfect time to book.
I just almost fell into the trash can. Don't worry about that. What
were you saying? This is not helping my giggles.
We were talking last time about how it's always a good time to book a trip.
Yes.
And if you want to do it, you need to, if you think you want to go in 2 months or if you think you want to go in 2 years, start the conversation now. It's never too late to book. The later you wait, the more full things are going to be, but it's still doable. You just did it.
I just did it. And this past weekend, actually, one of my good friends, they don't have kids. It's just him and his wife. He was like, yeah, let's go to Disney this weekend. And
amen.
She's like, okay.
So
they stayed at All Stars. So they got a value room and just went for the weekend and was sending me pictures all weekend and had the time of their life.
So thank you to that listener who signed up. And I know you're going to have a great experience working with Erica, as do the rest of folks. So if you're considering it, an email is free. Erica is not going to hound you and there will be no high pressure situation. You can ask questions even. She loves to talk about it. Erica at Magic Expeditions. So we're talking about packing today. So if this gets uploaded on Saturday,
where will you be?
In the Magic Kingdom. I'm so excited. Right now, when you're listening, I mean, if you listen when it comes up, I will be at Disney World. So excited to go.
Yeah.
I should be packing.
You should be packing. Good thing we're doing this podcast.
Yeah. So what do I
this is what started the Giggle Fest.
Yeah. The reason why this podcast works so well is because I am professionally on the air. I know how to interview people and I get experts on and I ask them the questions that I have and the experts come greatly prepared with the information that I didn't have, and then they provide it to you. So Erica has this little notebook. It says personal notebook, 80 sheets, college ruled, 7 inches by 5 inches. Very cute. It's pink and glittery.
Which says a lot about me personally.
I might as well say Eric on it. I'm looking back in here and there are pages for each different subject we've talked about on the previous episodes of the Pixie Dust
Color-coded.
Podcast.
Color-coded.
Yes. Actually makes you look a little crazy about each of the different parks. And here's one about ways to save money at Disney World. You can check out that podcast. Last week's was dates and deadlines that you need to know. Here's one about food, like dining plans, budgeting scenarios, all the different resorts. And today we're talking about packing. And it says at the top of the list, it says packing list. And then there's one dash and it says comfortable shoes, exclamation point.
So important.
That's all you need to know.
Just, you know, shoes, shirt, no service. That's not required. Just shoes.
Just shoes.
You need comfortable shoes.
We're going to get fired from doing this Pixie Dust podcast. There's going to be a flood of people showing up at Disney World
just
with
shoes.
The most comfortable shoes.
It's very important because you do a lot of walking.
So to Erica's point here, The only thing that I have done so far to prepare myself for this weekend vacation is my husband and I both bought new shoes. We got some gift cards to a clothing store for Christmas, and they were $60 gift cards, which was very kind and generous to my parents, and also a very weird amount to get for a gift card.
I mean, that's what a shoe costs.
I mean, it wasn't four shoes. It was just like, here's $60 to Kohl's. So, whatever.
Yeah.
So we were like, my husband said, you know, I think I need to get some shoes. I'm like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, we went and purchased new shoes. I would actually recommend maybe doing it maybe at least 4 weeks before your vacation. But I have purchased the shoes. I've been running in these shoes. It's kind of a great way to motivate myself to exercise, because I'm doing a Couch to 5K app. And I've been doing this especially to get ready for the 25,000-30,000 steps that you can if you go, you know, sun up to past sundown at Disney, to make sure that the shoes that I have on my feet fit my feet, that they are used to my feet, and that my feet are used to them. Because the first year we went, I had, and I knew this, true tales of probably the stereotypical mom, took care of shoes for everybody else in my house and forgot to do it for myself. So like a week beforehand, I got some shoes, didn't wear them enough to break them in. And boy, did I have blisters. And boy, was it awful.
See, this is why I come prepared.
you were just overflowing with preparedness here. Comfortable shoes. It is important. It deserves its own page.
It does. It really does. But too, I mean, I bring several pairs of shoes, because even if you have one pair of good tennis shoes, I mean, by hour six or seven, you know, sometimes I know I like to slip into a nice sandal.
You need to switch it up, or a small heel.
Exactly.
Even I actually will bring. So we fly Southwest. You get two bags per person. When we fly with my family, that's 10 bags. We don't need 10 bags, but we will usually bring one suitcase that is just shoes.
Yeah.
Because I will bring two, maybe three, depending on the length of my stay, two, maybe three pairs of tennis shoes that fit my feet a little bit differently, so that the shoe is rubbing on my foot in different ways over the course of the trip. Maybe some slip-on sandals when you're going to, if you go back to the resort in the middle of the day and you're going to go back to the park for fireworks and you're not going to be like hustling around all day, then maybe I'll wear some slides, you know, the slip-on sandals or whatever. But it is so incredibly important to bring shoes that are going to be supportive of your feet.
100%, yeah. And, I mean, you have to think, too, it's Florida, so it rains for like an hour and then it goes away. So, or there's water rides. If you ride Splash Mountain, your feet, like, there's nothing worse than walking around in wet shoes and socks not having another option. And just, you have to walk. There's nothing else that you could do. So having its own
comfortable
page.
Shoes. Okay. So let's talk about shoes, because comfortable is important. But I'm glad you mentioned the water rides and the water experiences. My husband and I have previously brought like waterproof bags that we stick in our diaper bag or whatever backpack we're carrying in the park, and I'll bring my slides sandals that just slip on my feet, and I'll take my socks and shoes off and put my sandals on to go into Splash Mountain or to go on something where you might get soaked. You might come off pretty much completely dry. Or if you know that the rain is coming and you're going to get stuck in it, to protect your shoes and your socks, It's a key thing to do. So regarding shoes, I would suggest probably two pairs of tennis shoes. If you're going to be there for more than 3 days, for sure, probably two pairs of tennis shoes, a pair of comfortable athletic sandals. There are a lot of sandals that you can, I think Teva, I see a lot of people on the message boards that I read or the Facebook groups that I'm in that say that there's a Teva sandal that they like. I don't have any like that, so I can't speak for it personally. But if you go and search like comfortable Disney sandals, there will be people and articles and articles written about here's a great choice of a sandal you can use for you. And I would always encourage you to make sure that you are reading that from somebody who blogs about these things and not just somebody who is paid by someone to say that.
Yeah. And you mentioned supportive. So this is not a paid promotion, but I love Sanuk. Sandals, that's the yoga slings. They're like,
but if they want to pay us, they can.
If they want to pay us. I like, these are the best shoes I've ever worn. I live in these in the summer. They're so, so comfortable. So I brought them to Disney with me. And I mean, I walk all the time. I, you know, my family owns a restaurant, so I'm used to being on my feet a lot. And I tell you, I walked from the bus to the park and I was like, oh, this was a bad idea. Like,
yeah.
This was a really bad idea because there's no support.
Yeah.
They're yoga mats. So they're super comfortable walking on these yoga mats, but there's no support.
You need the support.
And you need the support. And so I'll bring my yoga slings for like dinner or, you know, like you said, more leisurely at night. But
or if you're walking around the resort or something like that.
So if you're like, oh, I love these shoes, I wear them. I mean, you see a ton of Crocs all over Disney. But keep in mind that if they're not supportive, it's a lot of walking.
The shoes that I purchased, I think they were considered running shoes, but it's the most structured tennis shoe I've purchased in a long time. Like normally if I'm purchasing a shoe for running or, you know, just any type of athletic participation, a lot of times like the leaner the shoe, the better. I like, you know, good support on the sole, but on the sides it's lean. This shoe is so structured, and I was looking at it and I was thinking, do I like this shoe? And when I put my foot in it and I walked and jumped a couple times in it, I'm like, this is holding my foot exactly where it needs to be. Bought it. And I'm so glad that I did. It's made a major difference when I was running in it, like just being able to tell compared to other shoes I've worn. So in conjunction with shoes, I would also add extra socks.
Yeah.
The second year I went, I doubled my socks every day.
Oh.
And that really significantly helped with blisters. Because I was like, we are not going down the road once again of the blister situation that I had the last time. So if you blister easily, or if you maybe aren't as active in your regular life as you're potentially going to be at Disney, consider doubling up the socks and maybe that'll give you the extra support you need too.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And now that I'm a mom, I feel like I'm going to be needing like the Mary Poppins bag, like, you know, in the
park.
A
big carpet bag.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have everything. But just, you know, throw a little first aid kit in there with some Band-Aids and stuff just in case you do get blisters or if it rubs the wrong way. They have those little blister Band-Aids that you can get. Just throw them in your backpack and it'll be well worth it.
We bought Band-Aids for my blisters in Epcot and I probably paid like
$75.
Yeah. I remember being like, I don't care what they cost, just get me Band-Aids, because you can't walk. And if you can't walk, you are very limited in the speed with which you can do things. Your eagerness to throw in the towel happens a lot sooner. That's not why you're at Disney. So it is the only thing on the list. But it is the most important thing that is on the list. And if you are Googling Disney packing list, it will be on the top of everybody's list for sure.
Yeah. Well, I deserve its own page.
I have seen, too, on Amazon, there are like booties that are rubber or silicone that you can get that go over your shoes and seal around your ankles, that if it's going to rain or if you're going to go on a water ride, they protect your feet completely.
Hmm.
And I really want to try them, but they're like bright blue, which I thought, you know, once you're there, if people see you wearing those, they won't be like, you look ridiculous. They'll be like, where did you get
those?
You're
a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I need to check those out. I will say, though, the socks or the shoes, whatever they are with the toes, the like running things, those freak me out. So I would much rather see you with the bright blue cover over your shoe, like a doctor in a scrub, than those toe shoes.
Yeah.
They freak me
out.
It's
like a lot of information about your feet.
It is way too much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know all that. I know you got toes in there.
Yeah.
I don't need to know that you have toes in there.
But I'm okay with a sandal.
Mm-hmm.
It's for whatever reason, the formation, the sock shoe, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But if you want to sponsor us too, I'll do it.
Yeah. We're real cheap here. So another thing you mentioned a little bit earlier is the weather.
Yeah.
And most of the time when you pack, it's going to be Florida hot and it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep that in mind. So I'm going here the end of January and the beginning of February. And I was looking at the forecast. I keep looking at it and I'm just so excited because it's going to be like low 70s, high 60s.
Yeah.
And then, but in the evening is like high 40s, low 50s. And Florida people are like, it's freezing down here. And I'm like, no, it's literally freezing here in St. Louis. It is 29 degrees and I drove here in snow. And is it still snowing? It's still, it looks like it might still be snowing a little bit. Yeah. There's still a little bit coming down. That's freezing.
Yeah.
I am going to be wearing, I'm so excited about this, I'm going to be wearing leggings and a sweatshirt and my tennis shoes, or jeans and a t-shirt and a jacket that I can tie around my waist.
Mm-hmm.
Layers.
Yeah.
In the summer, however, when we go in July, I pack shorts and tank tops. And a pro tip here from a mom, when you're packing for kids or for yourself and for your spouse, you are going to be doing so much walking and you are going to be doing sweating. And we're going to talk about something that's real here and it's called chafing and you need to know about it.
Yeah. I was wondering if we were going to bring that up.
You need, this is why you listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get the real information and you're going to say, I'm so glad that I listened to the Pixie Dust podcast because they talked about real things.
Yeah.
So for my daughters, I buy them.
Do the kids get it too?
No, because I mean, I haven't allowed them to,
yeah.
But what I do is the girls, I have them wear like above the knee leggings
mm-hmm.
instead of like yeah. shorts, like athletic shorts
yeah.
and then tank tops.
Yeah.
So they are plenty cool. It's super thin material, but they have that extra layer of protection because once you're chafed,
oh my gosh,
it's going to cause the problem to exist.
It can ruin your vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we don't want to deal with that. And with my son as well, I know that he wears just like regular athletic shorts, but I think that my son and my husband, sorry, we're talking about this now, but they both wear like, my husband coaches my son's baseball team and they'll wear what we call sliding shorts, but it's basically like underwear that is, it's a compression short, I guess is the way to talk about it. So they'll wear that. And then I generally will wear a Bermuda short myself just to make sure that, you know, unless you're gifted with never even having to know what that is, then good for you. I'm happy for you. But I don't want to be blistered on my feet and I don't want to be chafed on my legs, under my arms or anywhere because you're going to be hot and it's going to be sweaty and the situation presents itself. And once it happens,
oh my gosh, it's the worst.
You're toast.
So that's one of the... I always bring baby powder, like just in case it does happen. But I found this company and I am a queen size lady. So I follow the plus size boards and all of that. There's a company called Snag Tights. It's out of the UK and they make a pair of shorts called Chub Rub shorts. And they're like $10 and they're the most amazing things that I've ever purchased. It's like a nylon material. So it's not like a thicker, like tight, and you just put them on. You can put them under your dress or whatever. And I mean, I swear by these things. And on the plus size boards and everything, as soon as somebody says something, I'm like, check out Snag Tights. They're amazing. Because it's a real thing. And I have had...
And you don't have to be queen size to experience that at all. I mean, I was a four-sport athlete in high school at peak conditioning level playing, you know, in the middle of basketball season and playing the entire game. And I would wear things... under my long basketball shorts because I just didn't want to deal with it.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. And it's so hot, so you don't want to wear layers and you don't want to wear pants. And oh my gosh, I can't even imagine wearing jeans in the middle of the summer in Disney World.
No.
Like, it just sounds just terrible. But I mean, you want to do what you can to protect yourself. And these, I mean, they're amazing. I can wear a sundress and wear these.
Yeah.
Like jump rope shorts, and I made it a point to email this company because I have tried literally everything, and the fact that they made a product that not only works but is not like $50 like some of the other things
it's
on the
accessible.
Market, it's accessible and it's amazing.
So, you know, like I was saying, you know to pack, like if you're going in the summer, it's going to be hot. We know that you know how to pack that type of stuff, but there are things that you need to bring along with you that you may not experience or know that you need. And you can buy most of the stuff to answer these types of situations at Disney. Mm-hmm. You're just going to pay for it.
Right.
So why not order it for half the price, maybe even less on Amazon before you go, pack it in a bag and be prepared. So that's the type of thing we want to talk to you about today. So
on our Magic Expeditions Facebook page, they found a meme that I think is so hilarious that it says, you know, normal life, I use 2 to 3 things, but when packing for vacation, I'm like, do I need 4 French horns or 5?
And
that's so true because you teeter this line of, do I overpack? Do I underpack? What do I need? What don't I need? And because Southwest is so good, I always overpack because I don't want to be down there and have to spend $80 on a sweatshirt because I'm cold or, you know, $10 on a poncho because it's raining. So
I have, speaking of things that I have ready for my vacation this time, I bought for my husband and myself, you know, we've always, with the kids, when we've gone, we buy the, like, disposable, thin, plastic, see-through ponchos. They got a hood and you put them on and it keeps you dry. And those are fine. Those are nice. And I highly recommend those if you just want to... They come in the little packages. They're easy to pack away.
Yeah.
The problem is that they tear easily and they're hard to reuse. And I would prefer to use something that's a little more sustainable that I could maybe use from, if I'm going to go more regularly, mm-hmm. something that I don't care what it looks like in Disney. I just want to have it and protect myself from being, you know, soaked in a downpour or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I also thought, at least for this trip, being in a situation where I might wear jeans to the park one day, I might have long pants on. I wanted something that is going to cover more of me mm-hmm. because I don't want to be in wet jeans.
No.
Gross.
Yeah.
So we ordered two, I think for the two of them, I think it was like $12.98. Got them yesterday from Amazon, and they're hooded raincoats that button all the way down, and they have a drawstring. They're not fancy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I encourage you to buy whatever you want, mm-hmm. but you don't need to have the nicest looking rain gear, but you do need to have rain gear mm-hmm. because if you get soaked in the middle and you've only used one fast pass and you have a lunch reservation coming up and you've got fast passes, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. If you really want to take care of the situation, you go buy some clothes, and you've probably spent, if you're just changing your shirt, I mean, you can get a sweatshirt there for $75.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. If you've got a family of five, you just can't, I mean, who's doing that? So, mm-hmm. packing the rain gear. Another thing that we will bring, if you are taking a stroller and you are taking a kids, we have, and I got this at a yard sale, so I don't know exactly where you go to buy this, but it is a picnic mat that folds up, and it looks like you can carry. It's got a strap that you put over your arm, and it almost just looks like a decent sized purse bag. But you unvelcro it and you unfold it, and it lays out, and it's meant for picnics.
Yeah.
However, that little strap fits perfectly over the rail on my stroller, and then the picnic part, the mat folds out over the top of the stroller, and it's waterproof because it's meant for you to be able to lay that down anywhere mm-hmm. and sit down and be, you know, out and about. But you could put it down on dewy grass, and you're not going to get soaking wet. Mm-hmm. So we have stroller protection, which is something that I would encourage you to consider investing in, because it's nice to be able to take off all your bags. Like, if it's going to start raining, you know it's going to start raining. You take off the bags. I have taken off my kids' shoes and put them on the stroller and put mm-hmm. their shoes in a bag on the stroller. And then we just kind of go sit and wait the rain out. Mm-hmm. But you put everything under that. You put that thing over, and they're dry.
Yeah.
You might be getting wet, depending on how good your rain gear is. But as a mama, I would much rather me be soaking wet and my kids not be freaking out because they're wet. Like, I can recover from that a lot more than catastrophe. All five people are drenched, and now we've got to completely go restart.
Yeah.
So the rain gear thing, like, you can't. Can you bring in umbrellas?
No.
You can't bring in umbrellas. Yeah. So don't pack an umbrella.
Yeah.
But ponchos are very prominent, and, you know, raincoats, if you want to invest in something. If you think you're going to go back more, if you have another use for it, I would mm-hmm. maybe invest in something that maybe cost you like $20.
Yeah.
But you can get a poncho for $1.
Yeah. You can get them in property too, but I think they're
$10.
$10.
$10 for the same plastic.
So if you have a family of five, they do have Mickey on the back, but
you're throwing it away at the end of the vacation.
You're throwing it away.
Yeah.
Well, because that's what I don't like to personally, folding up something. Like, you have to let it dry so it doesn't get moldy, and it's like this whole thing. And I just want to, when I'm on vacation, I just want to go from place to place. And so crumbling up a dollar poncho is not a big deal for me, but if I spend $10 on it, I'm going to be.
So you can buy those ponchos in packages where you get maybe like 10 of them in a package mm-hmm. and they're at like $1. So in the past I have gotten those, throw five of them in a bag at a time, leave the rest back at the hotel in the event we need them and something gets ripped, we can throw it away. Mm-hmm. But this time, since I know we were going to go back a couple more times here recently, I thought, let's get something more sustainable. And so that's what we've done. But I don't know that I would do that for the kids, because they're growing, and, you know, like, from year to year, I would have to get something new every time. So they could probably stick with the cheap poncho. They don't care.
Plus, they're actually so cute in the little ponchos.
They love them. Let me put on the poncho. I'm like, it's 98 degrees and sunny. You want to be in a little hot box?
Twirl.
Yeah. Do that in the resort when we get back.
Yeah.
What else you got? I mean, I know your list. Should we talk about shoes? Comfortable shoes? Let's go back to comfortable shoes.
Comfortable shoes is good on the list. No, but I mean, I joke about that over and under packing. I like to change clothes midday because especially
you're sweaty and gross
in the summer. You're
well, not
sweaty.
You.
Yeah, thanks.
I am.
A little bit about me. Wear Chub Rub shorts and have sweaty and gross.
if you are in Disney World and it's in the summertime,
everybody is,
and there is something refreshing. Especially, I mean, if you go back to your resort. I would take two showers a day just and just like pull my hair up and like get in, wash off the day. And then if you're going to take a nap, I don't want to crawl in my bed when I've been sweaty and gross with sweaty clothes. So we would like do a refresh, lay down in the air conditioning, soak it in for an hour or two. Mm-hmm. And then when you go back out, it's like invigorating to have that change of clothes.
Yeah, you don't want to put on sweaty clothes again. Or if you go swimming midday and put those clothes back on. I just always like to take. And we typically do like a nicer dinner at night. So, you know, it's kind of the thought of going home and freshening up for dinner. And, you know, I want to put a little bit nicer clothes, but maybe put my yoga slings on and go out. So I always bring, I pack two, sometimes I pack three French horns.
Sometimes four. It all depends on the season and how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah, but you know, I'll pack several changes of clothes just because in layers, lots of layers. Because even though it's hot, sometimes when you go into the attractions or the restaurants, the air conditions full blast,
and you're still sweaty, and it's very conflicting.
It's freezing. Yeah,
so. You go out and you get that initial hit of the hot air, and you're like, oh, that feels so good, and then you're like, and there it went. Yeah. And we're back. This is a very like schizophrenic way of going back and forth and trying to be comfortable. Basically, you need to stand in the doorway. As a mom who has to help pack, with my husband helps quite a lot as well with my kids. Here's what we do: we pack outfits together.
Yeah.
So if you're putting together your Disney suitcase, chances are you've got t-shirts that you want to wear. If you are looking for Disney t-shirts, you can go on to Disney and see whatever they have out there currently. You can go to a Disney store if you have one near you. I know that Target has recently partnered. Is that like, I guess that's unrolling.
This is why I don't have a red card. We talked about this.
You're not allowed to. You've stopped yourself.
I mean, Target is going to take all my money and now they have Disney. It's bad. It's so bad.
Well, I've bought Disney shirts from Walmart. I've bought them from Target. And I mean, they're very affordable, $10, $15 shirts or whatever. I would highly recommend getting those shirts ahead of time. And for my kids, like, you know, I don't feel as though kids like deserve to have all the things. And my kids, they get one souvenir that we pay for and one souvenir that they pay for. And leading into a vacation, we have mason jars that we keep up on our mantle specifically for this purpose once summer starts. My husband's a teacher, so he's home at the summer with them, and they get a quarter a chore, and they, I think they can earn like a maximum of $2 a day. Some chores are worth more, and we get rolls, $10 rolls of quarters, and we pay them in quarters, and then when we go to Disney, they've earned money and they can spend it on something so that they have an understanding of the value of money, and they will spend the majority of that vacation looking for what they can budget. And it's adorable. And usually we pay attention to what are they looking at? What are they deciding between? And then we don't really like make the, like, you buy this and we'll buy that. We just, and then we will get them the other little thing within reason for sure. Cause I'm like, this whole thing, the souvenir is the memory in your brain, child. Like, don't get out of control here about what you have to have here, because you are standing in it right now. So last year they each, my middle daughter earned like $62. My son was like around the $56 range, coming in a little short, but not surprised there. And then I think my my three-year-old had like $30 or something. But I mean, it's like, go put your shoes in your closet. Here's a quarter.
Yeah.
But they're learning how to earn money. So if you want to get t-shirts ahead of time, you can kind of help have them shop along with you in that process. And tell them, you know, this is going to be part of the way we're going to remember this trip. You're going to have this t-shirt. You're going to be wear it all the time. You're going to be able to wear it all the time. I will tell my kids, this shirt is $12.98 here in this store. And if we got a shirt, you know, if we were to go get a shirt in Disney World, we can do that. And you can spend your money on that. But right now we can get more shirts for you to take along and just kind of teach them the value of the dollar while we're spending a lot of money on a vacation for them. And they will look at the stuff there and see that they've got $60 to spend. They can get two $30 things.
Yeah.
But being able to pack those Disney shirts, we pack it like this. We have the t-shirt, the pair of shorts, a pair of underwear, and a pair of socks. And we roll it up so that when we get to the resort, we can take that stuff if we're staying for a week or so. We could take that stuff out and put it in a drawer, but then we're picking up outfits.
Yeah.
And we also, I advocate doing laundry.
Yeah.
If you, I say, figure out how many t-shirts, like how many shirts do you want to wear? If you're going for 5 days or 6 days, get five or six t-shirts. If you have 10 t-shirts, you can bring them and change in the middle of the day. But don't be afraid to have like three or four pairs of shorts that you know your kids are going to wear and you know your kids are going to love. And then when they get done wearing those shorts, midway through the trip, wash shorts, wash underwear, wash socks, maybe a favorite t-shirt that you want to wear again or whatever for the whole family. And you will pull back on what you have to pack. And you will also, again, as a mom here, when you come home, if you don't do laundry while you were at the resort and you've got, you know, a full two changes of clothes per day for a 5 or 6 day trip, I don't want to come home and have all that laundry.
Yeah.
So I say, get the shirts. The shirts are the things that are fun to photograph in. And you know, if you've got ears and stuff like that that you want to coordinate with them, you can do all of that. But if you're looking for ways to save on space, get 3-4 pairs of shorts. Or if you're going for a 4 or 5 night stay, mm-hmm. 2 pairs of shorts. And you can wash them mid-week or mid-vacation or whatever, because there's laundry on property that you can go to. You can bring some of your own laundry detergent if you want. You just have to mm-hmm. check out what the resort has or what they take. And you can really eliminate how much you have to bring. And I will also say that my husband and I always try to do laundry right before we leave.
Yeah.
And so we pack. We'll have one suitcase of clothes that maybe we didn't get to, but we try to do the laundry there on our last day when we're kind of relaxing, pack everything up. And then when we get home and we unpack, we get to put all that clothes back in their closet. And mm-hmm. it's not like the laundry that just sits there and stares at you for the next week and makes you feel sad that vacation is over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same thing. We always try to clean our house before we go, because you don't want to come back from vacation and come to a dirty house and more laundry and more chores and then you have to get back into work.
Real life.
And it's like, it piles up very quickly. But kind of touching base with the outfits, I always tell people too, especially if you have multiple kids, if you put them in like Ziploc baggies, you can put the days on them. And then that way it's just pulling the baggies up, because I love TSA, but sometimes they can be a little aggressive with the luggage. And so, you know, it can get jostled and moved around and stuff. But if you have those Ziploc baggies, the bows and everything kind of all stay in place and you can just, you know, go that way too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great way. Organization. Mm-hmm. Like if we're talking about how to pack for Disney World, it's more of a how to than a what to pack.
Yeah, I agree.
But organizing, like, especially with all the planning that goes into a Disney World vacation, the thing that I really try to do for myself, it's for myself and therefore for my family, because it causes me to relax when I'm on vacation and nobody wants psycho vacation mom. And you all know what I'm talking about.
100%. I wasn't even a mom on vacation and I'm well aware.
You got to be here and you got to be there and you got to go. We're going to be late and the bus is going to leave it on. And then you're like, am I on vacation? This doesn't feel like vacation. So everything you can do ahead of time to line everything up so that you, mom, you, dad, or grandma or grandpa or whoever is organizing this, you get to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you pack in a way that it is thoughtful, the more you're going to be able to relax when you get there. So the baggies is a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm. I've also had people bring those over-the-door shoe hangers, because when you're in a hotel room, I mean, it's a hotel room, so the space is limited. It's not what you're used to at home. So if you have a family of 5 in one room, space can be challenging. So, you know, putting the door hanger over and have the different hair products or beauty products or even clothes or shoes, just to kind of, it's very, having just bundles of clothing around the room can pile up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So having, you know, storage options or organization options in the room is very, very impactful. You kind of talked about bringing stuff from home. If you could buy this shirt here, I actually had a conversation with my aunt last night. It's so funny. She's, we're going in June and we joke about it. She's got a packing list already. I'm kind of surprised that she hasn't already started putting things in a suitcase. But she like has, you know, this is what I want in my overhead suitcase, and this is what I want in my checked luggage, and this is what I want. Like, she's very
cute. Got time to think about it. That's a good thing.
She does. That's part of the fun too, is the, you know, planning, because if you go, then you're like, then it's over. This is all part of the excitement. But I was telling her, you know, her goal is to not put anything on credit card, and that we're just going to, she's going to have it paid off before we go, so that all
because
she has to do is
souvenir.
Because
that also helps you relax.
Exactly.
For sure.
So, you know, we're talking about that, and she's like, so all I get to do, I have to buy souvenirs. And I was telling her, you know, my son's going to be 1 when we go. he's not going to know if you bought this plush toy at Target before we got there or if you bought it on property. So I was like, get the souvenirs, bring them with you. Mm-hmm. Let's buy them here. If you want to get him, you know, I'm so freaking excited. I got a little Donald Duck costume so because he'll just be walking, hopefully.
Waddling.
So I can have him waddling down Main Street. I'm so freaking excited. But I bought it on Shop Disney ahead of time. It was $10 because it was on clearance. And in the park, I guarantee that costume is going to be like $75, $80. Mm-hmm. So with same thing with the princess dresses, you're going to see all these little princesses walking around and they're adorable. And I just buy them ahead of time. Go to Target or even I think Sam's I saw has some now. That
lots of people have those Disney connections.
Yeah.
Or I think potentially even the Disney store, if you have a Disney store located near you. We do here in St. Louis, but certainly where you are located could be different.
Mm-hmm.
Just check it out and consider preparing that ahead of time.
Yeah. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Having a celebration in your room, bringing those toys out. You could still make it exciting and you know, part of the trip and not have to spend the price tag of getting into the park.
So let's talk about like bathroom toiletry type of things, because Disney is kind of making a change over in how they provide you. Your standard hotel, you know, gives you a little thing of shampoo, a little thing of conditioner, a bar of soap. Disney has amazing toiletries that they're provided at the resorts, but it definitely allows you to have to pack less if you use them.
Yeah, this is also very controversial.
Yes.
There's lots of opinions on this.
On the change?
Yes.
So what used to happen at most places is you'd get the little, you know, single sample size, and they are going to, in a lot of different resorts, they have put, like, in, for instance, in the shower, you will have pump bottles that are secured to the wall, and they refill the pump bottles with shampoo and conditioner and body soap.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the option to now get the sample sizes, which some people, like, If you're reading through a Facebook group or a message board or something, some people will show you like boxes and boxes of these little individual things that they have taken home. It's like, what do you need that for?
Right.
But people do it. And so the other thing that Disney is very, very big on is sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept of minimizing a whole lot of plastic usage that goes into all of those individual things, which, I mean, I've many times used half a thing of soap and thrown it away. They have provided this now in the shower so that you don't get to take it home, but you also get to use what you need to use.
Right.
Here's why I like it, because I have long hair. I have a full head of hair, and the shampoo and conditioner bottles that they would provide, like the conditioner, I need one per wash for my hair. And you got five people in the room where I stay. It's never enough. So for me, from shampoo and conditioner, for me to be able to have a pump bottle in there that I can use. My daughter has really long hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can get what I need out of that. I actually prefer that. And I'm not opposed to the thought of going to, because I'm actually probably using a lot more product the way they are putting it out there right now.
But
I don't get to take it home.
Right.
So you can buy it. You can buy them at the resort gift shop.
And I do, because I love that feeling of, and I know
in real sizes too.
Like in real sizes.
Not in the sample sizes.
And I know why people take them, because when you're home, you're like, oh, I want to go back to Disney. So like smelling that grapefruity, you know, H2O product that they have, it brings you back for a second. I joke with Tony Colombo, because for Christmas, he got a candle that smells like the Polynesian.
Yep.
And he was like, I have. So they booked another trip.
Uh-huh.
And it's like those smells, it does something to you.
It is
like
such a Disney thing to think about every sense. Like think about these things that you don't even realize they have thought meticulously about to improve your experience.
Absolutely. And so while it's very controversial because some people did abuse it, I'm coming from, I mentioned I grew up in a restaurant, so cleanliness is always number one on my list. And I just don't know how clean you're going to be able to get those pumps.
Yeah.
And that freaks me out.
Yeah.
It really freaks me out.
Yeah.
So
I've elected to not think about it.
Yeah. It's probably better that way. Because I'm also, speaking of psychopath with my notebook, I'm also the person that like doesn't get ice in my drink because I'm like, how long has it been since you cleaned your ice machine?
Yeah.
Like, I think about these things.
Stop telling me about these things.
We could be a whole
we'll put that on a different podcast thing. All the ways to make yourself crazy in a day.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. And I know that there are people who don't want to be touching the same pump that other people. The way I look at that is you're laying in the bed that person laid in.
Yeah.
You're holding the remote control that person held. You are touching the handle that person. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of reliance on Disney to do the right thing, to clean the correct way. And the way that I have observed the Disney way is better than anything I've ever seen.
100%.
Including the way I clean my own home.
Yeah.
I mean, they are spot
your germs.
On. Yeah, I know. It's true. I'm living in my own family's funk, I guess. But I will say that there is a significant commitment to the details around things like
agree.
That as well. So I think that for me, I get a better experience of being able to wash and condition my hair because mm-hmm. I can get the amount of shampoo and conditioner that I need. And same with my daughter. And if you want to purchase the stuff, like to me, I have samples at home that I have taken home that I have never used. And I don't have a lot of them. It's like I might have like a handful of whatever they provided on the last day when I was cleaning everything up. I just took like 3/4 of the lotion thing. And I put it in my bag and I have it at home.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just smell it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm not like
hoarding,
needing it,
bottles,
you know? So I understand it. I appreciate the sustainability thing. When you work at anything on the scope of what a Disney World operation is, the amount of waste reduction that they are committing to there. And I'm not like, Google me. I'm not like an earthy person. But I think that I'm big on common sense.
Sure.
So, you know, I carry around a Yeti with a reusable straw now, but I also hate paper straws.
Oh my gosh, they're the worst.
Yeah. So speaking of packing things, if you don't want to drink out of a paper straw, you're going to need to bring your own straws because Disney doesn't have them.
Yeah. I think they got rid of the paper straws.
I saw one that was like made out of agave or something like that. And I'm like,
it's too much.
Yeah. Can I just, like, I'm going to be lapping up my drink in my hand.
The like, sound this effects, what you, this podcast yeah, is on point.
Yeah. It's because you couldn't get it together at the beginning. It got a little silly.
It is. It's true.
We might add that to the end of this podcast, so just stick around and listen. I might have to include that to the end.
Oh, it's chaos. It's chaos.
Some things that Disney does not provide.
Mm-hmm.
They have Coke products.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't have anything outside of Coke products.
Yeah.
I am holding in my hand a Diet Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
We will have Diet Mountain Dew in our fridge at the resort because I don't mind Diet Coke. I don't mind Coke products. I don't drink anything other than Diet Soda, and I don't drink a whole lot of soda. I just didn't get coffee today, so I grabbed this. But if you are somebody who needs something outside of Coke products, bring it yourself. And also gum.
Oh my gosh, gum.
I despise gum. Like I can't stand the sound of gum.
Yeah.
So I don't bring it with me. Unless there's a circumstance in which I need it. But if you are a gum chewer, this is perfect, classic Walt Disney. He doesn't want gum all over his park, so he forbids it being sold to the extent that it's not even sold in the Orlando airport.
Correct. And I was going to mention that because if you have sensitive ears on the flight, if you chew gum, it helps. And if you don't have that with you when you get to the airport, then you're not getting it. And so I am very, very proud of myself that I quit smoking 2 years ago, which has been an amazing thing. I didn't chew Nicorette. I just chewed regular gum. And for whatever reason in my mind, that was the last thing that I thought of. And I did not bring any gum with me. I quit in September. We went in February.
Yeah.
So I was just about 6 months. The whole time I was like, it was bad. So, I mean, it wasn't bad because I was in Disney World and it was amazing. But it was definitely something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the first mile list, I always bring Jolly Ranchers, and I always bring gum just in case.
Yeah. So if you are a gum chewer or user, you're going to want to bring that with you. It's not going to be accessible to you. They don't not allow it. They just don't provide it.
Correct.
And then when you look around at Disney, you don't see black circles on the ground of people who spit their gum out and have been walked over and driven over and, you know, It makes it look nicer.
And I think we talked about this in the last podcast too, but just getting an Amazon Prime delivery for perishable items. We were talking this morning, just something about when you're on property, you get that refillable mug and you get all of your soda and coffee and tea on property in your little refillable mug. But if you're staying in your room, you know, I don't particularly want to walk to the lobby to get coffee every morning. So, you know, I like my coffee creamer. So
yeah, depending on where you're staying, it might be a pretty big haul to get to where your place is in relation to the lobby or whatever.
Right. And there's a coffee maker in majority of the rooms, not in every room, but it is in most of the rooms. So, and you have a little, most of the rooms have little mini fridges. So, you know, we could talk about all that before you book anything. But if you get an Amazon Prime delivery, then I can get my coffee creamer. I can get maybe
how
some milk
work?
And yogurt. The Prime delivery.
Like how, if someone's like, oh, that's interesting. So for instance, for us, we like to have something that serves as breakfast in the room just so that if we get up and we don't have a reservation until later, that they can have a banana and a bowl of Cheerios. So milk, cereal, bananas, maybe some granola bars that we take along with us, which we actually end up usually packing ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But how do you go about putting that order together and getting it to your room?
Well, and I should preface this that there are other grocery delivery services. It's not just Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. When you book your vacation, we can help you with stroller rentals and all of that. And some of the stroller rentals will give you a coupon code for a local Florida grocer that can also deliver. So you have options. I turn to Amazon for everything. So that's the first thing that my mind thinks of. But you just order on Amazon just like you would normally, and you just have it shipped to the hotel and they receive it for you at the front desk and they hold it for you. There is a fee. I think it's like $10. I was thinking it was five,
but I think it's changed from when it started. It's gone up and it's gone down. And when you listen to this, it might have changed again.
Correct.
So you just have to check. Yeah. But it's a small fee. And when you consider what you're going to be paying to have all of that stuff in your room accessible to you for a much lower price than you get it by buying every single thing in a store. You'll be able to, you know, that could add up seriously to like the cost of another night's stay.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely could. And I mean, the snack credits, you could get milk and fruit and stuff like that. You can, and they have, each property has a gift shop, and the gift shop also has things like milk and soda and different things. If you forgot your toothbrush or toothpaste or deodorant, like the gift shops are not just for souvenirs and stuff. They do have practical items too. So you can certainly get that there if you'd like as well. But, you know, I'm not going to spend $4 for a Crest toothbrush that I could spend $2 on Amazon and get the other things I need too. So.
I know too that we have, on other vacations, not specifically at Disney World, but this is where that delivery would come in handy, is ordered or gone and purchased. Like, we don't fly with toiletries, but we would go buy one big thing of shampoo and one big thing of conditioner. And you pretty much use it while you're there, and then you just leave behind what you don't use or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to pack all that type of stuff, you don't want to take your stuff out of your shower at home. I hate packing shampoo and conditioner if it's like a pump, and then you're afraid it's going to blow up all over your stuff.
Yeah.
So you can do that stuff as well. Sunscreen is an important thing to include. That seems obvious, but if it is left off, you are going to have to purchase sunscreen. Mm-hmm. I am big on, with kids, this doesn't necessarily have to be the same with adults, I am really big on stick sunscreen, where it's like a deodorant stick or whatever, because, and the reason why, so every morning when we're getting the kids ready, before they get dressed, we head to toe cover them in sunscreen.
Yeah.
And that's just like a lotion. Get a big bottle of, buy an economy size something. And but we don't have that lotion in with us in the park. What we do is we take like two or three sticks of sunscreen, like a high SPF, like a 50 plus or whatever. And it goes on so much easier. You don't have to get your hands all nasty, like to get the lotion on and get it all over your hands. You can take the deodorant stick. I do like a swipe across the forehead, a swipe on the cheek, a swipe on the cheek, swipe down the nose, and then I can rub it on with my fingers or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can be more specific with it.
Yeah.
And it's also easier to pack and less dangerous if something goes awry.
Right.
So if you have if you have sunscreen blow up in your bag, that's going to be a big problem.
Oh my gosh. And I always double bag my products like that too. Mm-hmm. So like I'll put it in a Ziploc bag. So if something were to blow up, hopefully it's just contained in that little bag area. But I'll have to, I mean, my poor little half Murphy baby is probably going to need some serious SPF.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just kind of thinking along the lines of that, too, you know, sun protection for hats and clothing, and there's pools there. So, you know, if they need flotation devices or water wings or something like that, throw them in your bag, too, because they're going to be a lot less expensive.
We use puddle jumpers for my kids. And
First time mom.
Just wait. I grew up with water wings, and I remember water wings, like, instead
they're terrible.
They like made drowning slower. I mean, I'm talking like babies.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
That it's like arms are up, but my head is down under the water. It's just problematic. I can't breathe.
I still remember the pain
of having them ripped off.
Having
yeah, it's the worst. What was happening in the 80s? I don't understand. Nobody had a concern.
Did I just say something and they don't even make them anymore? Are water rings relevant?
I don't know. Puddle jumpers are, I think, pretty standard issue, at least in the circles that I run in at the local pools. It is, they have, think water wings, but they're attached to like a water wing that goes underneath your chest and around your waist. It can be a vest, but I mean, like the ones that my kids wear, they just go right across the chest. They're about this big, and they're attached to what goes on the arms.
Uh-huh.
And like I can put I would put 10-month-old babies of mine in the water, and you get in the water with them, and you don't have to hold their head up or anything. Huh. I mean, supervise your children, people. Don't hear me wrong here. But they could, like, you know, my parents have a pool and there's like a current that, because the water's moving, they just like float around the pool and they're just as happy as can be. I'm with them.
I'm
excited. Watching them.
Yeah.
But it's the puddle jumper keeps their head above water. My kids and my nieces and nephews can jump off a ledge into the pool, and they go down, they dip down, but they come right back up, and it keeps the head up. So puddle jumpers, I highly recommend those for your kids when they're swimming. However, I will say, if you don't have room to pack that, or you forget, or you don't have one already, they have vests that are at the pools that they have that type of support for you that you can just take. It's, you don't have to pay for it. They're just racked up there. And they also have towels at the pools. Like I remember going on vacations and you'd like, oh, I need a beach towel. And it was like a big beach towel with a Little Mermaid on it or something, or like a sunset. Don't even worry about towels.
Yeah.
You'll have towels in your room for your showering. And when you go to the pool, they have a huge cabinet full of freshly clean and fold towels. And then they have a place to dump them when you're done with them, and they manage it. You don't need to bring towel.
Right.
Unless, I don't know about water parks. They would probably have the same thing at the water parks.
Yeah. You went to the water park, didn't you?
Nope. Haven't done a water park yet.
Oh, we had the tickets for the water park.
I know, we need to. It's too much. It's to me right now, and I could be wrong on this, but it's too much work with a 3-year-old. It's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
So one other thing I want to add here is regarding medicine. I am 35, so I have some age to go, but I also have lived some life.
Mm-hmm.
I like to pregame with ibuprofen. You will be grateful for it. Mm-hmm. Having Excedrin at, you know, I'm just thinking of the rigors of being at Disney with my kids and my family for a length of time. But I will take some ibuprofen in the morning or some Aleve in the morning before I get started, and it pays dividends.
Yeah, no, so, that's a good idea. And Tums, too, because when you're on vacation, you know, especially if you have the dining plan, I joke that Dan eats steak at every meal. But towards the end of the week, you eat things that you don't normally eat at home.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's accustomed to eating dessert with every meal. But at Disney, you're offered dessert with every meal. So
your eating habits will change. If it's not what you eat, it's when you eat. If it isn't when you eat, it's probably what you eat or your snacks or the frequency with which you're not eating big meals, but maybe you're eating snacks all day.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be different. You know, I would also suggest too, potentially, especially for kids, depending on how your kid is, if you want to bring like some fiber gummies or something like that, it could be, if they get tummy aches, it might just be because they're eating differently and walking so much that maybe that might help a little bit. And those are things that you would still be able to get while you're in Orlando, but just being prepared, and you know your family, but thinking about those types of things that will help ease things along. You have them, and you know, it just makes life a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that like you may not know because you haven't gone yet.
The only thing that I will say is, if you use the Magical Express in your flying, not driving, Disney does take your luggage, so you don't have to deal with the checked baggage, and it will just magically appear in your room.
It's magical.
It's amazing. It does happen like 2 hours later, so there is some lag time, especially we have like a 5 a.m. flight that we're getting in at like 8 a.m. so we can get there.
8:15? That's when mine leaves for when we leave.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's early. So our room may not be ready. We won't have our bags. So I always say just pack a change of clothes, pack all your medicine, pack your magic bands. Your
magic bands is a big one. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Pack it all in your checked bag, your carry-on, and have it with you when you arrive to Orlando, because once you check your checked luggage at the airport and wherever you're departing from, you're not going to see it again until a couple hours later when you're in the room. You don't want to sit around at the resort and just wait for your luggage mm-hmm. to appear so that you can get your shoes or get your change of clothes. Just throw it in a carry-on and yeah. then go enjoy your day. You can leave the carry-on at bellhop while the room's still being prepared, while you're in the park enjoying. And then once you get your checked luggage, then you can have the rest of the weeks. But just pack in your
carry-on. Have a day's worth of stuff just to sustain yourself. Yeah. One thing that I recommend, and this is something that we've done the last two times we went, is if you have a Roku at home mm-hmm. or if you have like some sort of streaming device, we used a Roku. We plugged it into the TV and hooked it up to the Wi-Fi and had access to like what our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to like plug all your information into, I don't know that the TVs have the streaming services. They've got the Disney product that they put out there. But if you, for instance,
some of the updated ones, like Coronado has the new TV system.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the Riviera Resort.
Does it have like access to Disney Plus, or, you know?
I would assume.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But it's nice to, like, what we would do is we would get home, we would get everybody, you know, you're filing people mm-hmm. through the shower. We would put on a Disney movie at night so that as kids are getting out of the shower, they see the movie, they lay down, and they are gone.
Yeah.
They are gone super fast. But it's nice to have something that you can pick mm-hmm. that they like and that you all like, and, you know, more access to the stuff that maybe if you've done Disney all day and you want to watch something else that yeah. that you're used to, we've brought our Roku along with us, and that kind of was a little piece of home that we got to take with us.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Comfortable shoes.
Comfortable shoes.
All I came prepared with.
Here's a big one we didn't talk about yet. External battery charging.
Oh, I was talking about this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring a battery pack mm-hmm. for your phone, because you're going to use My Disney Experience. If you are considering going to taking a Disney World trip, just for fun, download My Disney Experience right now and just look around. And then if you're still a little more curious, you can email Erica@magicexpeditions.com, Erika@magicexpeditions.com, and ask her your questions. No commitment at all to have that conversation. And she can make you feel a little more comfortable about your decision, with whether you decide to go or not go. But you are going to need an external battery setup of sorts. I wear a fanny pack, and I have the battery charger in the fanny pack. The fanny pack that I wear is basically just for power. So I have a battery pack that charges two things at a time. I have one short charging cord that's like 4 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
So if my husband's phone needs to be charged, I put his phone in the fanny pack with that short cord mm-hmm. and just let it sit in there and zip it so that it's not being fumbled around and dropped, because you do not want to drop your phone mm-hmm. at Disney World. I've done it.
Oh,
we fought. Yep. Brand new phone. My husband held it for like 20 minutes, because my son was doing Jedi training, and he came back and he's like, I dropped your phone, and there's a big crack on it.
Oof.
And then we fought in front of the Jedi training. This is our low moment. I overreacted. We got the phone fixed. Be kind to your significant others.
Yes.
It was an accident. It was my fault for getting angry. But you know, if you have that strapped around your waist, it's next to you, it's important. It's not something that I like to leave on the stroller when we go on a ride and you park the stroller. So that was like, this is where we keep the things that are important, that it goes with me without me even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So a battery pack in there, and mine charges too. Short cord that goes to the phone you're charging, zip it shut, let it turn the phone off
mm-hmm.
to charge it. It will charge faster.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets charged, unplug it, give it back. And then I would have a longer cord that was maybe like 3 feet long or so, that I would have coming out of the fanny pack into my phone, that I could put my phone in my pocket or into the fanny pack if I didn't have the other one in there, so that my phone would stay charging. You can't be there without access to my Disney experience.
Right. And they do have charging stations at Disney, but I mean, you don't necessarily want to stop and wait for your phone to charge.
Yeah.
But if there is, if you need a backup, that's...
Yeah, if you are doing, if maybe you're doing a rider switch or something like that, and you have some time to sit down because it's kind of required rest time, bring the cords with you. They have USB input, so you can have your cord that plugs into that and plugs into your phone. They have a lot of those in Magic Kingdom. There's a lot around Tangled bathrooms, I know that there's some cool ones back there, but having that portable charger, I mean, I got mine. It charges too. I think I got mine for like $45 or something, and it's supposed to hold like 6 full charges for phones. And I think there's a diminishing return on that the more you use it.
Yeah.
But I still use it everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So because I don't want to be without my phone.
No. And I mean, if you think, I mean, at any given time, I usually have like 3 electronics on me at some point, whether it's, you know, my iWatch or my iPad or, you know, my sponsored by Apple.
My is that happening?
iPhone.
That happen. Yeah.
So, you know, I have all these electronics. So at night when we get to our hotel, there's cords everywhere. So just being able to recharge that one pack is always a good thing, too. And I mean, I don't know how it's going to be now with Brayden, but I always use my phone as my camera as well. We always get the memory maker, so we have the memory maker photos. But, you know, I probably will bring our other camera as well, just so I have, you know, multiple tourist looks going for me. But, you know, thinking about your phone is your camera. So if you run out of battery and you don't get to see that look on your little girl's face when she's seeing fireworks for the first time, like, that's going to be a moment that you're going to want to see.
So. Absolutely. All right. Well, I think, you know, there's a ton of other things that are, I consider to them to be a little bit obvious. Those are some of the things that I would say you do not want to be left without. And certainly you can always Google Disney World packing list and you'll find 8 million different opportunities to look at what people have put together for you. But those are some of the ones that I have experienced with my family. And I think that it might help you.
Yeah.
Glad we got to talk about chafing.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
We didn't even pre-plan it. All we knew is that we need comfortable shoes.
Right. And it blossomed into this.
Yes.
But also, if you just have any questions, if you know, just, you can always email. I could talk about Disney all day long.
It's
so
true.
It's very true.
Yeah. Have the conversation. If it's just like you've heard something and, and you're like, I want to go, but I've heard this, or you've heard it's unaffordable. We've done episodes of the Pixie Dust podcast where we talk about very differing budgets of where you want to stay, how long you want to stay, how you can stay longer for less by modifying what some of the other commitments that you have. So please consider looking at the rest of the episodes that we've put up and see what interests you, and know that Erica is at erica@magicexpeditions.com. You can go to magicexpeditions.com and find her there as well. And she is happy to entertain that conversation with you. I planned my first vacation with my family in 2018 by myself. I did not use a travel planner. I knew how to do it, but it was still, even though I knew how to do it, it was still such an advantage to have a travel agent who was seeing the promos first that were coming out, saving me literally thousands of dollars with working with Erica to make sure that we were paying the least amount that was getting the best deal from Disney. You work with Disney. It's not against Disney. Disney knows you're doing this. They're very happy you're doing that. You're, you know, part of being a Disney World vacation expert. And you also can help them do things that are maybe around Orlando. If you know you want to do the Disney World thing, but you kind of got an itch to do the Universal thing or the Harry Potter thing, Erica can help answer those questions for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You like the Andy Fry Show listeners that come to you?
I love the Andy Fry Show. And they love Annie. And so we have that in common.
Yeah, I've bribed them. I'll talk to you about Disney if you tell Erica how great you love the show. All right. Well, thanks for listening today. Keep listening. We're going to tack a little fun thing here on the end of this episode.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. It was fantastic. Probably better than the whole podcast. Go back and check the rest of the episodes of the Pixie Dust podcast, and a exciting announcement here from us. We are finishing. The ink is about to dry on the paper for us to make this its very own entity. The Pixie Dust podcast will be a separate part of the Andy Fry Show. So we'll continue to upload this episode for a while here on Saturdays on the Andy Fry Show podcast. But it is going to be its own thing. So make sure that you are looking out to subscribe to the new Pixie Dust podcast. And we'll be adding episodes I'll have some other guests on here who are going to be talking about things like what to do with your weekend time. Should you stay at home in your sweatpants and stream, or should you go to the movie theater and see the latest film that is out there? And also just general updates on news, events, and headlines that have to do with Disney. So we will be expanding it, and we will need you to follow us. We always appreciate you being here. And until next time, we'll see you real soon.
And now I have the giggles. Oh, boy. All right.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.